Welcome back. You're with the news at one. Now, the American town of Ferguson in Missouri has seen rioting and looting after a grand jury decided not to bring charges over the killing of a black teenager. Michael Brown was shot by a white police officer, Darren Wilson, on the 9th of August. Mr. Wilson will now not face a court trial. Police say the violence was probably much worse than on any night since the teenager's death. Here's a flavour of what's been happening overnight.
It's definitely smoking up. It is mayhem out here. We saw a good number of police officers leave the scene, take off in their cruisers. While right after they left, we watched a wireless store just looted.
What we're seeing right now, it looks like the police officers are repositioning themselves after a quick flare of activity, and there definitely was some looting. But now we're seeing some of the tactical officers with the non-lethal weaponry standing at the ready in front of the police and the fire stations here, Shep. All right, cool out.
Get him in.
Bobby, where are you at?
Right here.
Okay.
This is live on the left side of your screen. We just heard shots fired. And we are watching this very closely, as I want to continue with the Brown family statement, which not only said they were profoundly disappointed that the killer of their child would not face consequences, but they said, and I quote, "While we understand that many others share our pain, we ask that you channel your frustration in ways that will make a positive change."
I know that there's at least a dozen buildings that have been set on fire. Most of those are total losses. I know that I have two St. Louis County police cars that are basically melted on Florissant Road. We've had a lot of incidents with officers being hit by rocks, batteries, different things like that. And I can tell you that I personally heard about 150 shots fired. We did everything we could to prevent this.
They did everything they could to prevent us. That's what the police were saying. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar talking there. But it's seen very differently by some other people. I've been speaking to Chris King. Now, he's the editor of the St. Louis American. That's a weekly newspaper serving the African American community. And when he spoke to me, he referenced the passions that the grand jury decision not to bring charges over the fatal shooting of the young black teenager Michael Brown, the passions that that has unleashed in his community.
Well, there were some arsons in Ferguson last night, and there were peaceful protests in the city of St. Louis as well, and both met with what ended up being fairly heavy-handed police response. And so this morning you have police digging in, militarizing a little bit, setting up checkpoints, and the protesters waking up with the old grievances of August that they meet a militarized police force when they're trying to peacefully protest, although, as we know, it wasn't entirely peaceful.
Yes, certainly the pictures on our TV screens of police cars burning and so on suggest a high level of anger. There's reports of shops being looted and so on. How long do you think this kind of anger is going to be visible on the streets of Ferguson, Missouri, and indeed other towns and cities?
Well, we'll see. In August, there were a couple nights of what I would call indigenous grief and rage that overflowed on the streets. And other than that, it was intermittently agitated, mostly from the outside. I expect a repeat performance of that. I think last night was a night that people really got out enraged, and they had some help from outside agitators that the police have seen before. And those outside elements, I call them riot chasers. They like to be places where people are fighting the police, and they particularly like to set fires. So the police have the task ahead of them to arrest and remove them from the action, as they did in August.
The decision of the grand jury is made now. There will be no trial, and certainly I've heard statements about witnesses' evidence being contradictory or not matching the physical evidence and so on. But the problem of that injustice, that sense of injustice in the black community, that remains, doesn't it?
Well, absolutely. In the evidence we've seen, everyone's looking through this more than 1,000 pages of testimony and evidence. And you could find anything in there that you wanted to support the way you felt about this case. Certainly, if you thought that Darren Wilson was irrationally afraid of a large young black man and overreacted by killing him unnecessarily, you can certainly support that feeling by reading his testimony. And I know any African American who reads that testimony will be very angry, because Wilson said that the young man looked like a demon at one point, and that's crazy talk. That's seeing something that's not there. That's seeing a fearsome force when it's really just a big, strong young man.
Why is there still, in an America in the 21st century that has a black president, why is there still such a sense of injustice within the black community, a sense that the law is, and the police in particular, are not on their side?
Well, they're not. It's just the way it's turned out. I mean, the way the police force operates in this country, it relates to very old forms of police authority, the patter rollers of the American South during the slavery times. I mean, the way that white police operate in black communities looks more like that than it does the way white police operate in a suburban middle-class community. And then there's also in St. Louis, there's deep disparities between the races. There's a report called For the Sake of All on the internet, you could read it, done by researchers here in St. Louis, that shows the black community lagging way behind the white community in economic attainment, educational attainment, and health outcomes. And that's the bedrock of this kind of misery that turns into rage, because it's a really underdeveloped community.
And will these riots peter out after a few days until the next case, the next controversy?
Well, I think that this is an ongoing protest movement in this country. It's based in St. Louis, but there were sympathetic protests all over the nation. And I do believe that the young black generation is going to stand up for better, more fair police authority in this country. I do truly believe they're going to succeed, have some success with this movement.
And that was Chris King, editor of the St. Louis American Weekly, who was talking to me earlier from Ferguson, which, of course, is a town that's a suburb of St. Louis.